Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
The 2022 state legislative session into its third week in Oklahoma City. Steve Thompson, Vice President of Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, with us today talking about a couple of bills that they've been following very closely that would give county commissioners more power if they were adopted. A big committee vote yesterday. Steve, tell us about that.
That's exactly right. As the session got underway almost immediately, that was those two were our two top priorities, and we went to work trying to educate legislators and build a coalition of like-minded folks to work on that. And the House version was up today in the House County and Municipal Government Committee, and it was failed the vote there by a vote of 4 yes to 6 no. And so we were really proud the way that went down. There was a couple of different versions of that bill. They kept narrowing the focus, but there were still some danger there in what they might would be able to do in unincorporated areas and really expand the scope, and it would significantly change the way county government worked. And so it was a big victory for Farm Bureau, as well as all of our other ag group partners. I think we're all engaged on that, and honestly had quite a few other industries that were willing to speak up with us. I know oil and gas and the telecommunications industry, there were several folks that sent a message today that this was just a little bit reckless.
Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Michael Kelsey also weighing in. He says they're pleased that HB 2990 failed to advance from committee in a bipartisan vote. More government regulation, he says, is not what is needed as proposed by this measure. Had the opportunity to talk recently with the director of the National Ag Law Center from out of Arkansas, Harrison Pittman. One of the topics we talked about was sustainability and the carbon markets, as so many people are so hot to be getting involved with. He says that these carbon markets are a big deal, and they're not going away anytime soon.
We were talking about carbon. You know, think about crypto assets. You know, think about, you know, how will those be regulated, and how will that impact carbon markets? And they are tied like a rope around agricultural land. There is a direct line. Mm-hmm. Everybody recognizes that in this carbon space, that agriculture and forestry, and I consider forestry part ag, but that nuance kind of helps to point out, they are a necessary component. You cannot obtain the gains that you want to obtain on carbon emissions or reducing them without working with the ag sector.
Lots of contracts out there floating right now offering money for carbon credits. He says, be careful. Check with a legal professional, somebody you trust, before you enter into any of those deals. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, February 24th, live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian Avenue in Oklahoma City. It'll be seen on Dish Network's Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 46,870 head, over 16,000 feeder steers, over 11,000 feeder heifers, 11,000 weaned calves as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.